WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home in the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Before the end of the summer, the first phase of the Boonville Heritage Park will be completed. Brazos County Commissioners recently approved a resolution of support for a flag plaza that will display the Six Flags of Texas. Mervyn Peters of the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says the flagpole should be delivered by July 15th. The first phase also includes a small amphitheater called a council ring.
It'll seat about 60 seventh grade age students. And of course, adults could sit there as well if there was a group.
Also on the site, which is in front of the Boonville Cemetery, is an authentic replica of a twin sister cannon that was used in the Battle of San Jacinto, which led to Texas gaining its independence from Mexico. A pavilion will be built for the cannon in the style of the cabin that is on the grounds, which was built in 1856. The life of Aggie John David Crow was celebrated at Reed Arena yesterday.
The host of the program, Will Johnson of 12th Man Production, summarized his interviews and observations of Texas A&M's first Heisman Trophy winner who died last week.
So often people of John David Crow's stature put their fame first. He chose faith, family, and friends. And that's what made John David Crow a success in life.
Lynn Hickey, who Crow recruited as women's head basketball coach and assistant athletic director, said it was God's plan for Jackie Sherrill to bring Crow back as an administrator who would become a champion for women's athletics.
But honestly, who better to help this culture change? Someone every Aggie respected, someone that everyone would listen to, and someone who would stand his ground.
You can hear the entire program on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Abbott has signed legislation that increases penalties for nursing homes. Senate Bill 304 was written by Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner.
It has to do with nursing homes that are not maintaining the standards that they need to and are putting those seniors, our parents and grandparents that are residing in nursing homes, at risk of abuse and neglect.
It was nicknamed a three strikes bill because the state will automatically revoke nursing home licenses after three significant violations over a period of 24 months. There is opposition among Republicans in Congress about whether to continue a federal bank for American industry doing business overseas that are unable to get financing from the private sector. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan supported the Export-Import Bank until officials refused to implement mandated reforms.
I think the culture is so broken and corrupt that it's got to die.
Flores says EXIM, whose charter ends next Tuesday, is not needed if Congress reforms other areas related to foreign trade. Pink Alliance, the Brazos Valley's advocate for breast health and cancer support, is hosting their 13th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon this fall.
Last night, Pink Alliance held a special reception to announce this year's Surviving and Thriving guest speaker.
We announce that Joan London is coming to Bryan College Station on Thursday, October the 8th, 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton Conference Center. We are so excited.
Patricia Gerling, Pink Alliance president, says award-winning journalist and motivational speaker Joan London has used her own breast cancer diagnosis as an opportunity to help others over the last year. For sponsorship information and reservations to this year's luncheon, visit survivingandthriving.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News. News time is 6:09 at 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dad has always loved to tell us stories of his days in the service, but with his memory getting worse, he can't recall as much as he used to. I knew Dad needed more help than what I could give him. That's when I found Visiting Angels. It's comforting knowing someone who is specialized in memory care is able to give Dad the care he deserves right in his own home. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use Dad's military benefits for his care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Good morning, 610. It's the weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partly sunny weather for today. There is the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. High temperatures today up to about 90. Any storms that develop will be isolated. We're clear tonight. Lows will fall back to about 75. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny once again. Chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs up around 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Mixture of clouds and sun Friday with a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a pair of A&M women's track athletes who have been nominated for what amounts to the Heisman Trophy of track and field. We'll have more there. The Deflategate story's back in the news. The College World Series was spoken last night. Major League Baseball and the Bombers thrashed. Not just kind of. McKinney, we'll have more on that coming up in sports at 6:50.
Oh, boy, get the 95 thing going here, huh? What Rob tells us. We do have kind of an increased chance of showers on Saturday and Saturday night at 40%. Now, these temps I like better. They're at 90 in 91ville. That's much better. Of course, the heat index is over 100. I think we probably know that.
Yes, it's a wee bit moogie.
They're doing a bit of stay-in-school work here at the radio station. You know, like really, really hard, difficult physical work. The kind that you drive.
Oh, sure.
You drive your son by and say, "Oh, you think you want to leave school?" Texas, June. Yes. Cracking up pavement. Is that what you want to be doing? Okay. Well, that'd be fun.
The humidity is pretty rough, but did you know the high this year so far has only been 94?
Yeah, it's, well, it is. It's interesting. The problem is it has been just so stifling because we've had so much rain that actually when it starts to dry out a little bit, it'll be something we can probably live with a little better than what we got right now. But nonetheless, that's okay. Just remember your taxes are lower than they are in California.
Yay.
Yeah, and you know, you could be in places in California where the weather's this bad. So
yeah, but then you'd have to be in California full stop.
That's also true. Four police officers were hospitalized. Seven people were arrested, including the groom, after officers from 16 different police forces were called out to handle a brawl at a Pennsylvania wedding. Man.
Wow. They were for real.
Up in the game, aren't they? The whole thing started when Mandy Groh, who punched another woman in the face after she complained about Mandy's 14-year-old son drinking. Wow.
Wow. And this wasn't in Arkansas?
No. Oh. Well, you know, I don't know where they were from originally. Man, I guess Mandy has a different parenting style.
Yeah.
Now, the teenager did have a blood alcohol level of 0.16. That'd be twice what's allowed an adult. And he's 14.
So he was shelled.
Yeah. So after beating up that woman, Mandy turned her attention to her husband, who she also punched in the face. Well, the drunken groom even challenged officers to fight when they came in. And, oh.
I said I do.
Yeah, that got him locked up for the night. As for the bride, treated for alcohol poisoning and dehydration.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
How about long-term stupidity? Is that in there, too? God, I got to go look this up. Really?
Holy cats.
How many people were there? What'd they consume? Gee. All right. Anyway, I'm on that. Great time together.
We got a lot of information.
In the internet, wonderful. It brings you stories like that that you wouldn't hear about for, I don't know, another week or so. And then you wouldn't be able to get all the story right. And best of all, if there's any luck at all, we've got mugshots, too.
Oh, so wonderful.
Yeah.
And a new event.
Yeah.
The Porcelain Honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
You know, you hate when you type in the bride's name and the story comes up in news. You know, that's never good.
No.
The only thing it'd be worse is if it's TMZ, but of course it wouldn't be TMZ. Let's see. Onalani Township. I don't know where that is. Let's see. Regional police, four officers, two, ten. Police said that the brawl ensued after a woman was punched in the face by another woman. The victim confronted the woman about 14-year-old being able to drink beer. This is beer. Officers initially responded at about 8:30 p.m. for a brawl reportedly involving a dozen people in a banquet hall.
Do you suppose those exact words were used when the fight started? It's just beer.
Yeah. When they arrived, people were scattered on the ground, some of them shirtless and bloodied. Good Lord. My God. Several people were trying to be a calming influence in all this, but at that point, alcohol had taken over.
No.
Oh, let's see. Mandy's 32 years old. Okay. And got a 14-year-old son. You do the math. Her husband, Jesse, arrested after somebody pointed him out as he headed to his vehicle after the officers arrived. His untucked dress shirt was covered with blood. He refused to answer any questions. Oh, man. Several witnesses say the Groves watched their son drinking beer.
You're going to have to forfeit that cleaning deposit on the tux rental.
You thinking he was wearing a tux? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a tremendous assumption on your part. Oh. Got a clean T-shirt.
I would venture a guess that jeans of some kind were involved.
Oh, yeah. As Keanu Reeves said, takes a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent.
4 or 5 months from now, they'll have the baby shower anyways.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, listen to you. Golly. Well, after he gets out of jail, I mean, does he want to go back to that house? I'm just saying. All right. It's the 24th of June. It's day 175. Got 190 of them to go. It's Celebrate Your Senses. Okay, sounds good. As long as you got them all, that's a good thing. Swim a lap day. If you don't own a pool, you might need to ask permission. It's Ferry Day, and it's St. John the Baptist.
F-E-R-R-Y?
F-A-I-R-Y.
Oh,
Fairy. Yeah, okay. All right. So, anyway, we got birthdays, too.
Candace Patton from The Flash is 27. Lionel Messi, one of the greatest soccer players ever, is 28 years old. Schlangen,
28.
Right.
He's been making like a bajillion dollars since he was, what, 19 or so?
18, I believe.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Slonjé Knowles, Beyoncé's kid sister, is 29. Mm-hmm. Minka Kelly is 35. She was in Friday Night Lights. Mindy Kaling. Absolutely, Mindy. And The Office, 36 years old.
Inside Out, I think she's in that, too. She does some...
she does, which is a really fun movie.
Yeah.
Petra Nemkova is 36. She was that supermodel that survived the tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Seinfeld, Stringfeld, is 48 from ER. Daniel Spencer is 50 from the show What's Happening. Ian Glenn from Soap Opera with Swords, 54. Kurt Smith, Tears for Fears, lead singer, is 54. Andy McCluskey, 56, from OMD. You would know them as Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Of course.
Nancy Allen from RoboCop, 65. Peter Weller from RoboCop is 68.
Whoa, really?
Same day.
All right.
Mick Fleetwood from the band with his name, 68. Colin Blunston is 70, the lead singer for the Zombies. Jeff Beck is 71. Michelle Lee is 73. And Al Molinaro.
Yeah.
That's how you say
Molinaro,
it.
Molinaro, that's right. Yeah.
He was the chubby Al DeVecchio.
Al, yeah.
In Happy Days. 96 today.
Ah. Man. Okay. There you are. Good for him. It's 6:19.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Dylan Roof did not kill those 9 good Christian souls in Charleston in that church because of a Confederate flag. He didn't kill them because we didn't have enough gun laws in South Carolina, because the gun laws, he violated a number of them when he went into the church with a gun. And he wasn't allowed to have a gun legally. So, you know, once again, it's about law-abiding citizens. They follow the law and killers don't. And if you want to move the national conversation to the Confederate flag and guns, that's just part of what I view as a persistent pattern in American politics, where a lot of people, you know, try to push their pet ideas regardless of whether those ideas are relevant.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ugh, I hate what menopause is doing to my body. Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats, stress, fatigue, no energy. Is there any relief? Ambrin.
According to a recent clinical trial, Ambrin was shown to naturally relieve 9 of the most commonly reported symptoms of menopause, including night sweats, fatigue, hot flashes, headaches, mood swings, and others. Ambrin even supports healthy weight, making it easier than ever to keep off unwanted pounds during menopause. It's no wonder it's the number one choice for women over 40 to naturally restore hormonal balance. Right now, you can try it risk-free just by calling 1-800-249-3869. That's right. Tens of thousands of women have experienced the relief that Ambrin offers, and now you can experience it completely risk-free. To receive a 100% risk-free trial of Ambrin, you must call now at 1-800-249-3869. That's 1-800-249-3869. 1-800-249-3869.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. 3M is buying safety equipment maker Capital Safety for about $1.8 billion as demand for protective gear grows. Capital Safety makes fall protection equipment, harnesses, self-retracting lifelines, and other products. Qualcomm has struck a deal to help China's biggest semiconductor foundry upgrade its technology as the U.S. chipmaker seeks to improve its standing in the country following an antitrust investigation. Foxconn, Apple's major assembler, is looking to invest in e-commerce and manufacturing operations in India. The Taiwan-based contract manufacturer still in talks with Indian e-commerce startup Snapdeal.com about a potential investment. Foxconn has been looking for new growth drivers as competition for Apple's orders intensifies and wages in China continue to rise. Crude oil up 46 cents this morning at $61.47 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 24. And that's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If your knowledge of prison comes from Oz or, say, Shawshank Redemption, you probably think inmates have two career paths, license plate making or laundry room attendant. But it turns out inmates make a lot of stuff. And as we have a few of those establishments within earshot, I thought you might find this interesting. For instance, did you know that Victoria's Secret and JCPenney's use inmates in South Carolina to make lingerie? 36 different prisons around the country make Braille books. I find this one particularly ironic. Federal prisoners make human silhouette targets that the FBI and Homeland Security use for practice. Federal prisoners also make military uniforms and flak jackets. One of the very few items the government allows federal prisoners to make for private companies are baseball hats. 60 inmates in Colorado make fiberglass canoes that sell for like $1,500. And the prison in San Quentin, California has a gift shop where you can buy greeting cards and other items made by inmates. Do something to roll around your melon while you're driving around. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where he's looking for stuff all the time. He buys and sells jewelry and coins. So if you've got some neat heirloom stuff or a coin collection perhaps that you inherited but you don't know anything about, he'll take a look at it for free to determine if he really needs to dig further. And there's a small charge involved in that, but it could make you money in the long term. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that is plural, coins.com. Or you can find them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500. Or log on to embassyrms.com.
Good morning, 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Get your air conditioner checked up now because checked out now because it's going to be hot. Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 92 or so, 30% chance of maybe some showers. A little shower popped up in southern Brazos County yesterday, and about a 30% for tomorrow as well. Temperature is going to be climbing up probably into the middle 90s is what it looks like. A chance of showers increases to 40% on Saturday and Sunday. And remember the heat values because they're going to be up over 100 today. Winds out of the east right now at 391% relative humidity, and we've got 75 out there.
If there's something you've been putting off that really needs to get done, there are some great ways to make that happen. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Performance Bicycle, where great rides begin, has created an event so big, there's only one way to say it. Everything's on sale. Now through Sunday, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items reduced for this once-a-year event. Plus, doorbusters up to 70% off. All the top brands, all the best gear, all the savings, plus free shipping. Performancebike.com's Everything's on Sale event ends Sunday. Go to performancebike.com now. Some exclusions may apply. Visit performancebike.com for details.
Everyone, it seems, wants to make better use of their time.
I think if you want to spend your time better, the best thing you can do is figure out how you're spending it now. So I always encourage people to keep track of their time, at least for a day, ideally a week if you can.
Time management expert Laura Vanderkam, author of the book, I Know How She Does It.
Because then that shows you what life really looks like. So that shows you weekdays, weekends. And you start to see that the space is there for various things that might be important to you to fit in. And so it helps you see possibilities by just knowing exactly where the time goes now and thinking about what you'd like to do with it.
When you plan your time can make a difference.
Planning your week on Friday afternoon is a great idea because often you don't want to start any new projects, but you're willing to think about what projects you should be working on during the next week. And so you know what Monday morning will look like. I think you should also plan your weekends on Wednesday because that gives you a couple days to look forward to the wonderful things you have waiting for you.
Planning out your time on paper instead of just in your head is helpful.
And making commitments to other people is also a shockingly effective way to get things to rise to the top of your priority list. I'm always amazed at how any given meeting about any mundane topic sort of rises to the top of a priority list just because it happens at a certain time and it involves a commitment to other people. Well, how can we make the things that we know we should be doing, but we're not doing, fit into that same rubric?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Four speakers represented thousands worldwide in celebrating the life of Aggie John David Crow.
We are from Texas AMC.
The singing cadets also participated in the memorial that included comments from R.C. Slocum, who talked about Crow's honesty, his toughness, his humility, and his loyalty.
I have to admit, I didn't always like what he had to say. There was never any doubt about where he stood. If it was the truth, or that what he was saying was in my best interest. In a world where it's hard to get a straight answer, and we often try to figure out what a person really means, it was refreshing to deal with John David Crow. If he told you something, you could go to the bank with it.
A close family friend and a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Phil Adams O'Brien, recalled what Crow said about his alma mater after following Bear Bryant to Alabama as an assistant coach.
He said, I tell everybody that A&M is my true love. I want us to win everything. Alabama's a close second because of Coach Bryant. Because our son played at Alabama.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can hear yesterday's program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two notable construction projects will reach milestones this afternoon. Topping off ceremonies, which celebrate the last piece of steel to be installed, takes place at Kyle Field's new West Side and at St. Joseph Regional Health Center's new $23 million trauma unit. You're invited to the hospital's program today at 2 p.m. The front of Boonville Cemetery in Bryan, located on the original Brazos County seat, continues to be transformed into a historical park. Sponsored by the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas, Vice President Mervin Peters says the first phase of the Boonville Heritage Park is expected to be completed by the end of July.
At this point, we've raised right at $300,000, and whether it be financial help or professional expertise or just family heirlooms that they were looking for a home for, there's quite a bit of support and quite a bit of generosity.
Earlier this month, the Brazos County Commission unanimously adopted a resolution supporting the placement of the flags in the Six Flag Plaza, which can be seen by passing motorists along with the restored cabin that was built in 1856. The first phase also includes a replica of a Twin Sisters cannon, which was used in the Battle of San Jacinto that led to Texas becoming a republic, and a pavilion for the cannon. The Brazos Valley's Advocate for Breast Health and Cancer Support, Pink Alliance, held a speaker reveal reception last night to announce their 13th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon celebrity guest speaker.
Of Surviving and Thriving, Joan London!
Joan London, best-selling author and award-winning journalist, is coming to Bryan College Station on Thursday, October 8th for Pink Alliance's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. President Patricia Gerling says London was diagnosed with breast cancer 1 year ago.
And as a result of her triumph and her journey, she has taken the role as an advocate for women's health and nutrition.
Gerling says luncheon reservations and sponsorship opportunities are still available but limited. Visit survivingandthriving.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
$2.25 in change was all a College Station man got after entering a woman's truck Monday afternoon. According to the arrest report from a College Station policeman, he was driving on Park Place between Montclair and Highlands when he saw 18-year-old DeMichael Henson opening up a glove box and picking up the coins and paperwork. The money was returned to the victim. Alarms going off at a Bryan business at 1:30 in the morning on Sunday led five police officers to investigate a burglary. Two arrests were made following a foot chase from Polaris Fun Center. 17-year-old Tila Williams and a 15-year-old are accused of trying to steal several ATVs. There's a new three strikes law in Texas. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner wrote Senate Bill 304, which increases penalties for nursing homes.
If they have significant violations three times over 24 months,
that their license would be automatically revoked. That's why we call it the three strikes bill.
Schwartner chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. The new law takes effect September 1st. There is division among Republicans in Congress about the future of the Export-Import Bank, which the New York Times called the lender of last resort for American exporters and their foreign customers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who once supported the bank, is now opposed to renewing its charter, which ends next Tuesday.
When I voted for XM reauthorization, that the bank would actually incorporate the reforms that Congress mandated that they incorporate. Instead, they just blew us off.
Flores says the bank is not needed if there is tax reform, litigation reform, immigration reform, and trade agreements where both sides can compete fairly and freely. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader Trade-In Marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Tube Video is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Tube Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Tube Video is online at tubevideo.ws. or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let Tube Video help preserve them.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
6:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Abundant sunshine for the area. There's the threat of isolated thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's going to be warm, 90 to 95 today. Clear weather tonight, 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow, so is the threat of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Friday, more sunshine, rather warm. Temperatures ranging from 90 to 95 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
336, through straight band.
That's what happens when you play for the Brazos Valley Bombers and you win like 107-3.
We'll get you an update on Bombers baseball. It was kind of fun last night. Also, Major League Baseball, a pair of A&M track and field athletes are up for the highest award you can get in that sport. Plus, a whole lot more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
There you are. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. The Obama trade program may in fact pass, may survive. This is fast track legislation, which has got some people a little uncomfortable because you didn't get to actually publicly see the document. You had to go into a room. You couldn't take any notes, and you could see the document, but then that's it. And you vote on it, and it's a simple majority rather than two-thirds. The government can put anything into it that they want to, but the Congress can't add anything to it. Okay? Now, sometimes we like that idea, but, you know, who knows what they've got tucked into page 227 of this thing. And so that's why people are kind of pushing back a little bit.
And there's no trust in the government at all to start with.
That's very, very much true. It's interesting because Republicans have voted 47-5 in favor of ending debate. Democrats voted 32-13 to filibuster the deal. So it's a kind of an upside down world. But the fast tracking situation is something that I think a lot of people are scared about. It's that slippery slope kind of thing. You know, once you do that, then you've set the precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh boy, Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett taking the stage tonight. For a cheek-to-cheek, they have a cheek-to-cheek tour, but tonight they're performing for Hillary.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? It's at the New York City Plaza Hotel. Actually, the seats are only $1,000 a person, which is pretty cheap by presidential campaign standards. She's trying to jack up some money here before the June 30th deadline for the Federal Election Commission report. We'll see.
She was giving a speech yesterday, and she just sounds so mechanical.
You're right. Again, I want to know if she can name the songs that she has on her device, because I'm betting she can't.
No, heavens no.
No. Democrat leaders in the Senate say they're prepared to come up with a quick legislative fix should the Supreme Court rule in the next few days to invalidate what is basically the central part of the Affordable Care Act. The court is expected to rule by the end of this month in a case that challenges tax subsidies currently helping millions of Americans afford the health insurance premiums under the law. Dick Durbin, number two Democrat in the Senate, said that if the administration loses the case, the Democrats will offer a short piece of legislation that clearly says that the tax subsidies are also available to people on the federal exchange. He said it's one sentence. It's already been written. I hope we don't need it. Wow, can you imagine the Senate voting on a one-sentence bill?
No.
We'll see what happens. The House voted 244 to 154 yesterday to abolish a cost-cutting board under the Affordable Care Act. It's called the Independent Payment Advisory Board. By the way, the board doesn't even exist yet, so they went ahead and voted it into non-existence. So, you know, that's kind of good. Get ahead of the game. Can't hurt. Let's see. Trey Gowdy, the House Select Committee chairman on the Benghazi.
Who I really like a lot.
Yeah. Well, former prosecutor. He knows how to ask a question. Said the State Department has failed to produce any copies it might possess of recently disclosed emails between Hillary Clinton and Sidney Blumenthal. In a statement yesterday, Gowdy said, quote, "This is a straightforward question. The State Department either has them or they don't." He also added, "State should immediately produce to the committee's emails that should have been produced months ago or explain why they are not in possession of these emails, which have come from Secretary Clinton."
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah. Gosh, I wish I had paid attention enough yesterday I know what it was. It was, God. If you'll remember, we talked about how it appears that maybe a few more current and former federal employees had their information stolen in a hack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we thought, what did we think, like $8
million?
Four. Oh, we thought $4 million. Uh-huh. And the new number is $14
million.
Uh-huh. So they're having House hearings about this yesterday. And literally, you know, people are just ripping this organization for not being able to protect the information. And the lady who's in charge says, well, it's not our fault.
Oh, no, nothing's anyone's fault.
It's not our fault. It's because the hackers were so aggressive that they were able to get in.
Oh, my.
I know.
Good heavens.
I'm just standing there shaking my head going, really? And, you know, she's coming to work today, and she's got her paycheck. And you know what? She's got a pension, too. So just saying. Hillary did speak about the Charleston situation for her view, and obviously that is reverberating everywhere, including in Texas. Now, Letitia Van de Putte, if you remember her, she was a state senator. She lost in the lieutenant governor's race. She also lost in the mayoral race in San Antonio. Right. Well, her husband owns a flag company. His name is Pete Van de Putte. And obviously, in the wake of the massacre in South Carolina, his flag company has said they will stop selling the Civil War flag. The name of the flag company is the Dixie Flag Company.
I know the Dixie Flag. He owns that?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that's a good flag company.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's just the irony of the whole thing. I mean, the irony of the whole thing.
Now, yeah. One of the few flag companies that really deals in cotton flags still.
Okay.
No.
Not the kind of stuff you see on the side of the road sometimes.
It was a crown jewel of San Antonio business.
There you are. And it's still doing fine.
Yeah, it's still doing fine.
It's just they're not going to do that. Finally, today.
There's money to be had in that.
Yeah, well, I would think so.
If you stand up and go, nope, I'm going to keep making it.
Yeah, yeah. I got a story about that later on today.
Largest supplier of Confederate flags? You know who that is?
No, who is it?
It's a China manufacturer.
Wow, yeah. Wow. You know what? They'll find someplace in the underground economy to get them out there. You can bet. Somebody will continue to sell them. All right, boards of regents. You know, it's like professional team owners. They're a bunch of rich people, and they want things to be their way. Well, you know, they meet behind closed doors.
Sure.
They get things ironed out, and then they roll everything out, and it's okay. And that's a good thing to do. Well, somehow or other, that doesn't happen over at the University of Texas. And this is a guy named Wallace Hall, who's been on the board, I think, for 4 or 5 years, and he's just made trouble from day one. Well, the latest is, in an effort to access confidential student information, Board Regent Wallace Hall has taken the unusual step of suing the chancellor of the system he oversees. So he's suing William McRaven.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you got a board of regent, member of the board of regents, suing the chancellor. That's just the kind of publicity you want in your organization. So, yeah, they got that going on. That's just the latest chapter, and we'll continue to watch that. It's 6:48.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvsolutions.info today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a great source of summertime color, and if the plant needs to be a vine, no candidate comes with better credentials than Madam Galen Trumpet Vine. This strong-growing lady clambers up and over fences and walls, arbors, and pergolas, and best of all, she blooms from late spring into the fall. Her large blossoms are born in clusters, and they're the brightest orange of any flower you grow. Sound the trumpets, Trumpet Vine. I'll be back with details after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. Madam Galen Trumpet Vine is not your ordinary trumpet vine. It's a mid-1800s hybrid between our Native American trumpet vine, that's Campsis radicans, and the Chinese trumpet vine, Campsis grandiflora. Madam Galen's two claims to fame out of that cross are that it's not nearly as invasive as the American parent, and its flowers are 2 to 3 times the size of the native species. It's not exactly new, but it certainly is improved. The native species you'll see growing along railroads and elsewhere invades our gardens and spreads through our landscapes. Not so with the mannerly Madam Galen. Still, Madam Galen does grow vigorously, needs a substantial support, whether onto a wood fence or up and over a garden structure. The vines can grow to 15 or 20 feet in each direction, and the trunks can reach 1 to 2 inches in size. It grows best in full sun. You'll probably be happier if you plant it where the spent blooms can fall to the ground instead of onto paved surfaces or certainly into a pool. All trumpet vines, also called trumpet creepers, are tolerant of dry conditions, but they'll grow and bloom more heavily if you keep them moist at all times. What you want to avoid is high nitrogen fertilizers near them. That can result in excessive stem growth and fewer or no flowers. Prune to shape and guide the plant over its support, but avoid heavy shearing. As with too much nitrogen, heavy pruning can lead to strongly vegetative growth. If you're looking for a trumpet of a different color, consider the yellow flowering selection of the native species. It's called Flava, and it's an attractive variation. Unfortunately, like the parent, it tends to sprout where it's not wanted. And the same can be said about Crimson Trumpet, the red flowering selection. Still, in the right settings, they can be handsome landscape plants. You'll see them fairly common in Texas landscaping. All types of trumpet vines can be started from cuttings taken during late spring and into the summer. Be careful as you take the cuttings, stick them, that you always insert the bottom ends of the stems, those parts that were toward the roots, down into the potting soil. If they're hanging upside down, it can be easy to make a mistake. And finally, to answer a question many people ask, how can I get it out of my yard? Well, you need to put in a boundary if you have one of the native ones invading, and a broadleafed weed killer will kill it. I'm Neil Sperry. Get the most for your gardening dollar in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. A pair of Texas A&M athletes have been selected as a semifinalist for the Women's Bowerman Award, collegiate track and field's highest individual honor that is awarded by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association. Aggie junior Shelby Vaughn and sophomore Shamir Little are among semifinalists of 10 athletes. This marks the second consecutive year Vaughn has earned a first-place nomination in the Bowerman semifinalist, while Little makes her first appearance. Both Little in the 400 hurdles and Vaughn in the discus successfully defended their NCAA Outdoor Champions titles this past month. The attorney for New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady said no timetable has been set by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to make a decision on Brady's appeal of the 4-game suspension. The appeal was heard yesterday and lasted 10 hours as Brady seeks reduction in his suspension for his role in the use of underinflated balls in the AFC Championship game. Brady's attorney felt their side put a very compelling case together, but had no other comment concerning the proceedings. In the College World Series, Virginia has forced a third and deciding game by blanking defending champ Vandy 3-0 yesterday. Thomas Woodruff hit a 2-run single in a 3-run sixth to help Josh Spores pick up his 7th win. Normally an outfielder, Adam Hursley tossed shutout ball into the 6th inning in his first mound appearance since May the 23rd. In the majors, the Astros kept the bats hot.
Valbuena drives this deep to right field. This ball is hooking, however. Racing into the corner is Calhoun. At the wall, he leaps, flips into the stands, and that ball is gone. Luis Valbuena with his second home run of the night, and the Astros' lead is 9-2.
Luis Valbuena homered twice to power the Astros to a 13-3 rout of the Los Angeles Angels yesterday. The AL West leading Astros have homered in 10 straight games. They lead the majors with 107 home runs and 31 multi-homer games. The Astros stay in L.A. for a late matinee, first pitch scheduled at 2:35. That on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Texas made things interesting in the bottom of the fifth.
Swinging a long drive right field. Way back goes Rennick. He's at the wall. That ball is history. Rougned Odor turns the game around. A line drive, two-run homer. It's 3-2 Texas.
But then Josh Pegula doubled and chased rookie Chichi Gonzalez and tied the game at 5 in the sixth. Oakland went on to beat Texas 8-6 in the series opener. The A's stay in Arlington for a 7:05 start. That game also on the Zone. Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre has been activated from the disabled list after missing 19 games because of a sprained left thumb. General manager John Daniels says Beltre still feels the sting when he swings the bat, but he should be okay.
Whether we had had him wait another week or go out and take a few at-bats on a minor league rehab assignment, that this was going to, it was something that was going to be there, you know, for a little while either way.
Beltre jammed his thumb sliding into third base last month. After dropping both games to the Generals on the road last weekend, the Bombers returned home and were able to exert their will on the Marshals all night long, thrashing McKinney 16-2. Starting pitcher Aston Kearns was masterful in 6 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 runs on 6 hits with 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. During the post-game interview, the team had some fun with Mr. Kearns, drenching him.
First through third, my changeup was really working. Third through six, I threw straight pass.
They play again tonight at Cellucor at 7 o'clock. In an effort to try to reduce the number of games decided by shootout, the NHL general managers opted yesterday to move next season to 5-minute overtime session with 3 skaters aside from 4 that they had run previously. The plan will need to be approved by the NHL's Board of Governors, who will meet Wednesday in Las Vegas in advance of the NHL annual award ceremony, but the approval is considered just a formality. And finally, from the Eagle this morning, the Brazos Valley Juniors 14 National opened the USA Volleyball Junior National Championships by winning their first 3 matches of the tournament. The team will continue pool play today. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.